Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Marianne has been looking into various studies on successful relationships and ways to keep the flame burning. I can't wait to hear this.
I know. We're going to have a little test after this and see if this actually applies to us. I don't know about this. But, you know, relationship experts agree on one thing. People who are happy and in long relationships, they do some very specific things when they're with each other. And they usually don't even realize that they're doing these things. Their attraction to each other shows up in small ways, mostly through everyday habits. Glances, gestures, things that they do for the other person. So there you go, Bob.
This sounds like news you can use. Let's hear it.
Okay, so these are some of the things that people who are in these great relationships, long relationships do. They make eye contact that lingers. So let's test ourselves, Bob, as I'm going through these.
Can't wait.
And let's check off the ones that we do. So, you know, there's something really powerful about looking at your partner and holding that gaze. It says that I'm here for you. I see you. I'm present with you. So it's so funny because my friends and I have been doing this lately with each other. Like if we're all wishing each other a happy birthday or if we're all seeing each other, we say, look at each other in the eye, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that works for just a lot of things.
You've been practicing. I like that.
Yes. All right. They remember the little things, like how you take your coffee, the joke you made last week, the story from your childhood that you thought nobody was listening to. They remember the details, big or small. And, you know, this attraction translates into having like this extra attention. And I just want to say here that I have been doing that with our daughter. I don't know. You've probably not even noticed, but I keep trying to remember a little thing about something she's told me about that she thought maybe I wasn't even listening to. And I always see this look of, oh, you know, surprise, like you remembered that.
That's a good trick. I'll have to remember to listen first so I can remember the little things.
Exactly. Listen to me, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. They ask for each other's opinions, whether it's about a movie to watch or how to handle a work situation, asking what do you think shows not only respect, but the kind of attention that values somebody else's mind. So that's an important one.
I would ask for your opinion more, but when you ask for my opinion, I always hesitate because I'm always wrong.
No, that is not true. You know that I value your opinion a lot.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, they compliment often, not just on the big stuff, but on the little things too, like how they smell, how they handled a situation, the shirt they chose that day.
Remind me to tip my baseball cap to you over the weekend.
Okay. All right. Here's a good one. They turn errands into dates. Okay. Even a trip to the grocery store feels better together for some people. I don't know about that for us. But when you're, you know, into your partner, the time that you spend in traffic or in line in the car wash isn't wasted.
Right.
In our case, I think what it does is that it gives us, even though we live together, we really don't spend that much time together because we're both so busy with our different things. Mm-hmm. So I think that it is one way that, you know, if we both go to Trader Joe's or something, you know, like on the ride there, we can discuss something.
Well, so if we have a long discussion that needs to be had, I'll just take you for a joyride on a Kennedy.
Plenty of time. We'll be there for a very long time.
That's right.
Okay. They find excuses to touch, like a brush on the arm or a squeeze on the shoulder, a playful nudge in the kitchen. It's not about passion. It's also about just wanting to be physically close in small ways even. They talk to each other about each other with pride. So, you know, when you are smitten with somebody, you know, you talk about each other with your friends, not to brag, but just because it's a natural part of your story. Do you talk about me when you're with your friends?
Yes. Your name comes up frequently.
Okay. They ask about each other's day. Not just how was work, but just a genuine desire to know what made them laugh and what frustrated them, and what they thought about during the hours apart. I think we're very good about this one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And they send little check-in texts, which I can't do that with you today, Bob.
That's right. I forgot my phone.
I could not believe it when I saw it in the bathroom.
I'm kind of liking it now, though.
How are you dealing with this?
I was freaking out before, but now I'm wondering why I don't do this more often.
Yeah, all right. All right, so a couple more. They laugh at each other's jokes, even the corny ones. You don't have corny jokes, so I can just, like, genuinely laugh at all your jokes.
You have a great laugh, too. You're a good audience.
And you have great jokes. And then the last one is they glow around each other. So you can see it. They, you know, the way they soften or smile or just light up being near their partner. And it's the kind of glow that only comes from still feeling like those butterflies, no matter what you're doing together. Do you still feel butterflies in your stomach when you're around me? Because I have to tell you that I actually do feel those around you sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I do.
Okay. Really?
Well, you ever felt that?
Do I have the lie detector hooked up here? Well, you know, here's the thing about all of this stuff. It's really about getting the feeling back that you had when you were first dating. That's the mission. Right?
Yeah, that's hard to do, though.
You know, it is hard to do.
So much other stuff attached to that, like not knowing so many things about the other person. But it's, I don't know, it's also about, you know, just being content and being so satisfied with what you have.
Yeah, but if you think about these things, you can do it. What's on Savvy Planet? I'm glowing right now, salivating.
You're glowing?
Salivating, yeah.
Well, I'm encouraging anybody who hasn't bought peaches yet to stop what they're doing at this moment and go and get them because they're so good. They're still so good. And your number one choice is going to the farmer's market, and you always seem to have like some guy. You come home and you say, my guy, you know, told me to buy these. I don't know what you're getting, but what do you get? They're so sweet. They're perfect. I put them in our green shake too. I mean, I don't want to waste them, but they're so sweet that they're perfect.
They're at their best right now. Yeah, I got a guy. Hopefully I'll get more this weekend.
Yeah. Well, the recipe you need to get is right on Savvy Planet right now. It's the peach, tomato, and burrata salad. It's got perfect flavors. It's like sweet. It's salty. It's got balsamic vinegar and extra virgin olive oil. And just talking about it is actually making my mouth water. So the recipe is up right now. Go check it out.
Yeah, the peaches are unbelievable. You can find that recipe and lots of others. And Marianne tests them on me, and they're all good. SavvyPlanet.com. Put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. SavvyPlanet.com. Marianne, I have butterflies right now because we're late. I'll talk to you soon.
I'm sorry. All right. Have a good one.